Well, good morning, everyone. Let's open with a word of prayer. Father, what a delight, a joy to gather in your name and to be able to open your word. Thank you for it. May it be written in our hearts, and not just written in our hearts as a matter of fact, but written in our hearts as word from you. And where that prompts us out of our love to respond, may we respond, Lord. May we be active. Time is short. We know that. So give us that urgency, Lord, that we pray for in every believer around this globe, Lord. Lead us this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. So thankful to be here with you each Saturday. And I was thinking this week the importance of being reminded to praise the Lord, to thank the Lord. But we really need that encouragement to encourage ourselves to recognize who He is. And as I saw another, it just really struck me this week on divisiveness that Satan has implemented in these last days. And I think of the Marxism that's going on throughout the world, especially in this nation right now. And it's basically not, it's really being packaged as economy and equality and all that, but it's really just pure control. I saw an article which just reminded me, the article was entitled, Radical Hispanic Guilty of White Supremacy. So we've got Larry Elder and of course, Clarence Thomas, and now Tim Scott, any black that comes out for the opposite of this Marxism stuff is automatically a white supremacist. And we can see that there's no interest in the Marxism in their causes they get behind. Think of Black Lives Matter. Great packaging job, but rotten to the core. No love for the blacks at all in that, just always exploiting. And if we can have one group pitted against another is what the whole thing is, then it makes it easier for the government to get control. And it's all about control. So we need to be careful because we have a desire in our hearts to see the good in everybody, and we should, but we need to be discerning what people are trying to do to get control of you. And it's Satan. Satan wants control of everybody, right? And so Satan is working behind all of these cultures. And why would the L.A. Dodgers, why would the L.A. Zoo give all this time over to transvestites and all that stuff? It's all because of Satan. But I think one of the things we need to do is recognize where that's happening is what can we do about it? We can pray, but we can also withhold financial support. So Target, Kohl, you name it. I was talking to somebody the other day. They said, well, I don't even know where to go anymore because everybody's that way. Well, yes and no. Some are more than others, though, right? But where it comes right in your face, then, you know, and the church is too silent. The church is too silent. There's a lot of the church today that has no real problem with abortion. Think of that. Abortion. That's the goddess of the Marxist side right now. Fewer lives. We want to control them, right? So I don't want to take the whole morning on this, but I do want to thank the Lord because we have this opportunity in this situation to go to the Lord and to listen to Him, and we need to encourage each other in that way. So today we have Old 100. We have Psalm 100. This goes way, way back. This is a 3,000-year-old psalm. And it was one of the favorite psalms of the pilgrims when they came over. And it's been a favorite in the church way back when. It ended up 1551. They had the psaltery kind of a thing that came into the church, and that had the psalms in it. But it goes way, way, way back before then. And it's a very short psalm, 5 verses. And it's a very simple psalm in construct. 1 and 2 is what? And the what here is make a joyful shout, serve the Lord, come before His presence with singing. That's the what. Verse 3 is the why. Why? Well, because it's the Lord. He is God. Is He who has made us. We are the sheep of His pasture. And then we have another what here. what? Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. So we have enter and we have be thankful to him. That's the what. And then the why? For he is good. The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. So this has been a favorite psalm of the Christians for a long time. And it's so simple in a way, and yet it's so profound. And the longest words in here are thanksgiving and everlasting and generations. And we know all of those words. It's not like we've got deep theological secrets here in this psalm. So I'll just read it. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. When's the last time you shouted joyfully? We did here a few weeks ago, I think. But are you shouting for the Lord? This says make a joyful shout. I believe that. Am I doing it? All you lands, what? Serve the Lord with gladness. Are you doing that? Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Are you singing? Did you sing on the way over here this morning? Especially those who are by yourself. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, Yahweh, we got Yahweh in here three times. Serve Yahweh, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. Meaning that we are not. You are not. He is God. I am not. It is he who has made us. And remember, he's made us male and female, right? How we have, we just got our thumb in his face on every one of these verses in a way that are not with the Lord. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. Oh, no, you need to decide what you are, right? What your gender is. No way. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people, his creation, and the sheep of his pasture. Oh, think of that. Here we are, his sheep, and he's here with us. Then verse 4, what? Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Thankfulness. How thankful am I? Not thankful enough, I don't think at all. Think of what he's given me. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, what? And into his courts with praise. Are you praising him? Am I praising him? Be thankful to him and bless his name. Am I blessing his name? I pray that all the time. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. But am I really blessing his name? For the Lord is good. You can add always in there if you want. The Lord is always good. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. Oh, what a God we have. And his truth endures to all generations. He never says, whoops, I made a mistake there. How did that happen? How did that get in here? No, his truth endures to all generations. So the very first first words here is make a joyful shout to the Lord. So I had a real struggle in finding the songs again because this is kind of the last of these praise reigning psalms here, and we've been in them for a number of weeks. So every week I try to pick the best song, and we've sang that four times in the last five. I don't know five. But let us sing here, shout to the Lord, because that's what it says here. Make a joyful shout to the Lord. So let us sing this together if we may.
Oh,
All right, you may be seated. Well, Father, it's good to lift our voices up together, and something about a circle is so good because everybody is facing to the center and to Him, and it's just beautiful to behold. So again, just reading through this psalm, it's a song of praise for the Lord's faithfulness to His people. Also, it's referred to as a psalm of thanksgiving. And as we said, a joyful shout, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Notice the word all. This is far beyond Israel. And this is amazing when you think of a psalm written 1,000 years before the Messiah came. But here's the psalmist being given that insight as to we have one God over all people, all you land. So anytime you see all, you automatically know that'll never happen until Christ returns. That'll never happen until the kingdom age. We can sign peace treaties all day long and none of them are going to amount to anything until the Lord returns. Verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness. Yes. Come before His presence with singing. So as I mentioned, make, serve, come are the instructive words, verbs there. And then why? Because the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. And then a couple of more verbs here. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Then be thankful, another verb. Be thankful to Him. And another verb, bless His name. So that's the what's there in a way, and the why? For, or because, the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endures to all generations. He is eternal. We're created in His image, so we're eternal. And we think of that eternity as a destination for every human being. But the destination consists of two places. One is with the Lord and one is apart from the Lord. One is all good, the other is all bad. So as we think about that, the significance of praying for the lost, if we're weak in that area, if we're not really interested in that area as we should be, that's one of the things that keeps kind of speaking out, I think, to us as in the urgency of these last days. And even if the rapture of the church, which we know is going to happen, we don't know when, we know it's going to happen, and we also know that everyone in these bodies is going to take our last breath. We know that's going to happen. We don't know when, but we know it's going to happen. So since we've been 7 days since we were here, we have 7 days closer to the rapture, or 7 days closer to being out of these bodies. And kind of the tragic part is every unbeliever that's still an unbeliever today has 7 less days than they did a week ago to come to the Lord. And so how many more days do they have before they run out of days? Because when they take their last breath, that's it, right? That's it. Father, we thank You for Your psalms. We thank You for Your word. We thank You for Your majesty and Your everlasting love for us and Your patience. And all of these things we read in these praise psalms is so beautifully stated. And Lord, it always is so good to come to You. It's just so good to get a little more of a vision of who You are. And Lord, when we see Your greatness, we recognize all these other things we see around us that kind of frustrate us. Like Lot was vexed is what he saw in Sodom. We are vexed by this, but yet, Lord, You are so faithful to us and You... We're thankful that You let the world see, really, that a nation that turns its back on God goes down, plunging into evil, and we are leading the world now in evil rather than in good because we've turned our back on you. And so, Lord, may that wake us up. Wake us up. And so, Lord, help us to be attuned to you. And Lord, we pray for the sucking effect of sucking everybody into that age of cell phones and automatic momentary satisfaction and stimulation. We think of the three-year-olds, the four-year-olds, and so forth. Precious young minds, almost all of them now, you'll see carrying something, a Game Boy, or even in some cases a little bit older, a cell phone, and being just totally involved in that, and no thinking, just following that stimulation. But we get so addicted to that, Lord. And then a little older, addicted to the games and all of that kind of a thing. And Lord, it's just so rotten from Satan's continuing attack. And yet, you know all of that, and you're allowing that to happen. You're allowing that to happen. Who loves you and who doesn't? It is only those who love you will be with you. And so, Lord, we have to have an alternative choice. We know that you have to give us an alternative choice to see if we really love you or not. And so, Lord, help us to indeed love you. So guide us now in this time of prayer this morning, Lord, that we would just pray as you would lead each of us to pray. And by one Spirit, we'll be in one accord to agree with whoever's praying or whatever's being prayed because it's of you. So may we be praying in accordance with your will as you lead us in Jesus' name. Amen. As we're coming closer to the end of this phase, let's close with this song, and then we'll break into our little men and women's group again so you can all have a chance to pray for a moment or two. So let us recognize we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Come, let us worship and bow down. So let's sing this song. The words are on your backside here. Father, we thank you for hearing us this morning, and we're not quite done yet. I do want to just lift up the baptism that'll begin a little over an hour down at Pirates Cove there, and over 800 have signed up for that, I understand. But Lord, may they be bold. May they make that profession and meaning it, Lord, and may your Spirit fill each one. And Lord, I pray there will be those from the spectators that would just be moved by your Spirit, and they too would come into the kingdom today. So we know that that is not unto salvation, baptism, but it is a public proclamation. And so It's an indication of obedience to what you have asked us to do. So bless that time. And now as we have our little opportunity just to pray short prayers to one another, that we could agree with what you're placing on each heart, Lord, and minister to those today that are right here, Lord, and may we be ministers to others, Lord. Help us in Jesus' name. Amen.